Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for September 16th, 2017. And tonight I'll be giving an update on some cosmic news that you won't find on the boob tube. As you know, ever since the All-American eclipse almost a month ago, the United States has been slammed by two hurricanes, drowning the southeast, while massive forest fires were burning in the northwest. These are the trials by fire and water. Next come the trials by earth and air. And that requires that we be grounded, while groundless fake news goes out on the airwaves to broadcast fear so that chaos will reign if any change from status quo normalcy bias is challenged in any way, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and especially financially. And this is a huge discernment test, folks. It's been said that discernment is the first gift of the Holy Spirit, and that all the other gifts follow from discernment. You know, like that small voice within of conscience that says yay or nay, can or can't, will or will not. And I like to position this test with the affirmative. Affirming I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, winning from the beginning, it's getting fantastic and getting better. Anyway, that's just something I use to psych myself up on a regular basis to affirm that it's all good and getting better. And we get, if it's true that in a free will universe we get what we ask for, whether we know it or like it or not, I'd just rather ask for something that's gooder than good. I mean, worrying and going to the dark side is like praying for what you don't want. So, beware of mass illusion with strong delusion. You know, there are principalities of darkness out there. There's stuff going on to, you know, basically muddy the water. And being centered and connected and clear with a full presence of, you know, your higher self, being fully present, it's a big test. And above all, as I said, it's a test of discernment. So the concern is, you know, what's good and what's not? What's real and what is cherished BS as a belief system? You could say that a new common sense has been emerging, you know, matriculating the matrix of collective consciousness. Common sense, unity conscience that is aware that about 99% of all good people want pretty much the same thing. You know, you can say light and love or peace and harmony and wholeness and healing. And that there's also about 1% who have a self-serving vested interest in what's best for, for themselves. There's about 1% who have a self-serving vested interest in profit and control over people rather than what's best for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So as you listen to the show today, if you want a multimedia show, you can open a separate window on your computer to follow along with today's article, which is published at the HeartCom Network with 7 videos. So this show today is part of the 2017 Big Shift series that I've been publishing since the first of the year. I think there's about 40 articles there now. And it's all regarding this paradigm shift, global metamorphosis, holistic systemic transformation of our social, political, and economic institutions, and how in this process, mass illusion is disintegrating and 5D conscience is integrating. And of course, these articles reference this concept of dimensional shift, 3D to 5D, what that's all about, what that looks like, how that works, what that means social, politically, and economically. So if you go to that article, and this is what I'll be basically doing a reading from and taking off from. The article is published today with the 7 videos. It's called As the Veil Thins, Intention for Ascension Wins. As the Veil Thins, Attention, Ascension Wins. Intention for Ascension. Ascension follows intention. Pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of full comprehension. Anyway, the veil is thinning. 5D enlightenment is winning. 3D density is purging. Opportunity is surging. And that reality is emerging and encouraging with good intention for ascension. So that's me playing around with the theme for today. I'm going to be going into this with highlighting the narrative with 7 videos. And you can watch those videos. If this is in the future on a podcast, of course, you know, you can pull up the window and you can pause the podcast and watch a video, or you can wait till the end of the podcast and go back and watch the videos and click on the article links and go into more detail. There's things there that I would think would interest just about everyone, you know, if they're on the path of evolution, revolution, revelations, you know, conscious evolution, evolutionary ascent. I mean, there's amazing new articles published this last week. I'll be going into that, but I'm going to go into the like preface introduction now by saying that the global internet has revolutionized humanity's conscious evolution with the internet's instant, everywhere, and interactive knowledge power to know better and ideally do better, given pure intention and good conscience. I mean, are you aware that the natural progression of this evolution is a new common sense of the family of mankind as an all-connected global village? I mean, and would you agree that, given the vision for doing so, these new internet capabilities could very quickly be harnessed to empower global wisdom with love of a universal nature? One of my favorite quotes is by Teilhard de Chardin, I believe you pronounce it, where he says, "Man can harness the winds, the waves, and the tides, but when he can harness the power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire." The power of love. Universal, cosmic love. And based on your own visionary attainment of this power of love, consider the upside of global transformation at this propitious time. The ascension spiral that's now going viral in the global mind, in the morphic fields of global consciousness. This transformation, paradigm shift, systemic shift, is the natural fruit of general enlightenment with the internet revolution's upgrader of our 5 core freedoms. I mean, if you go into that, go to that link on the 5 core free internet freedoms and the upgrade, and this is, again, from the article, if those who are reading along, that article on the 5 core freedoms and of the Bill of Rights under the Constitution, and how they're being upgraded with freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government, etc., with the internet. Obviously, an individual, any individual through the internet can speak to people all over the world with universal translation capabilities in most countries. And you can communicate worldwide, you know, globally, and freedom of assembly. You can have on social networks, you can have hundreds or thousands of people responding to the same issue, same time, and to where you can see the aggregate responses. With a freedom of assembly, like an electronic town hall meeting, and you've got, you know, freedom to petition, you've got, it's interactive. The internet is interactive. You can have masses of people interacting to programs in ways that, and it can include creating new programs, new videos, new articles, and where you have, whether it's through Twitter or Facebook or other social networks, you can connect with people of the same interest. And a collective field of intelligence can mature overnight, very quickly, and on an ongoing basis. And, of course, the direction of all that, as far as freedom of religion, I mean, as far as, you know, spiritual freedom, you know, you might say the Aquarian spirit of freedom and love can mature in a, you know, in a collective field, in a social network, which is a community. And it can be a religious community, it can be a education community, it can be a financial community and healthcare community, but any social network where the spirit that matters and matures, I mean, is the spirit of intelligence and the spirit of truth and love, as Gandhi would say. How to organize information along more enlightened lines that frame higher consciousness, higher awareness in any social network, to come into real community, unity and diversity, e pluribus unum, is on the Great Seal of the United States, their founding fathers' vision of out of many one, you know, how in America, and of course the keyword for America, the anagram, if you scramble the letters, it's the I am race worldwide, and unity and diversity worldwide. We're in a global village now, and information wants to be free, and people want to be free, and our collective global love wants to be freed from the degenerative downward spiral caused by corrupt powers that profit from terror, war, deception, and disease at the expense of public health, freedom, peace, and prosperity for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So the principles here aren't rocket science, you know, they're the gold standard, you know, golden rule standard for a golden age is, you know, God is love and unites, heals all. I mean, common sense would tell us that the higher one's concept of one love, the greater the results whereby the common sense of kindness overrides the divisive sense of separation from a God of love. And fearless faith in a unified field of systemic love in action, you know, the Holy Spirit of love in action. It naturally neutralizes negation of the ordained power of love. And that concept of the power of love, the power, which is like the blue flame, and the love, which is like the pink flame, combined to create the violet flame of Holy Spirit, this is why pure intention for systemic, global love and action, a unified prayer field, is so important now. A unified field of prayer as pure intention is not seldom the prelude of the revelation. And the revelation is more love, easier and faster. You know, when you have a prayer field of enlightened love, you know, the power of wisdom with love in a collective consciousness, prayer field, social conscience, social network, in a collective field of pure intention. This is why this is so important now. And and this was the preface to lead into, you know, kind of a pretty heavy thing that's went on this last week. And again, you won't see this on the boob tube. And this is back on September 12th, or the first of the week, a massive solar flare, you know, a CME, corona mass ejecta, blasted off into space but missed the Earth. It was so huge that a direct hit would have fried circuit boards, all the circuit boards on the planet. It was massive. It would have blown power grids. It would have brought back the Dark Ages BC, as in before computers. And anyway, there's a video report on that from spaceweathernews.com back on September 12th that I've included in this report. And it's pretty shocking. I mean, the video kind of downplayed the full implications of that CME corona mass ejecta if it would have hit the Earth. And it mentioned they would have fried circuit boards or, you know, blown power grids. But, you know, the idea of going, all the cars now have chips in them, would have been blown. You know, cars would be immobilized. A CME, corona mass ejecta, of that scale hitting the Earth, I mean, that could have happened. It was blown off to the side. It missed the Earth. It wasn't a direct, shot at the Earth. It wasn't a kill shot, so to speak. Anyway, this is sobering, folks. You know, I mean, by the grace of God, you know, we're still, you know, got civilization. So the point here is, This is a time where a prayer field of collective unity consciousness, Holy Spirit, love and action, you know, to hold the balance for the changes, the Earth changes that may be coming, the Earth changes that are now, as far as social, political, and economic changes that affect everything on Earth. I mean, there's big dynamics, the big tests. By fire and water, earth and air, you know, we're seeing it. This is the time, prophesied, you know, the global metamorphosis, transformation, end times, new times. We're at the cusp of Aquarius. And before the whole world comes into the community, the spirit of unity, real community, globally, typically, any community, before they come into real community, goes into a stage of chaos, usually where there's power struggles, where the old paradigm is trying to maintain power, new paradigms emerging, and there's a power struggle of sorts. And that seems to be the case. You're seeing those on the Internet are getting the truth of what's really going on in the world, and specifically with global financial economic reset, that we're not getting in the United States. I mean, it's virtually blacked out. What we get in the financial media in the United States, all is well. You know, stock market's going up. You know, things are looking good. Things are getting better. Well, the reality is, if you look on the Internet and what's going on with global economic reset, I mean, China and Russia and the BRICS nations, they're dumping U.S. dollars, treasury bonds. They're going on a gold-backed system of commerce worldwide, and the U.S. is being isolated. We're living in a bubble, and the mainstream media keeps us in that bubble. And if people that, you know, get their news from independent sources on the Internet know that, you know, the world is really, you know, it's getting dicey. So it's good to remember that. You know, take it from the top. Pure intention secures our ascension. You know, that's the upward mobile path. And I'm going to be going into that a little bit here. Then I'm going to be going into it and highlighting this concept, you know, with multiple videos, you know, to reinforce the narrative. Okay. So, I mean, my understanding of universal law, cosmic law, that there's ultimately no security without purity of an intention, as focuses attention with retention of love for ascension in a unified field dimension of enlightened full spectrum comprehension. You know, this language of light and love, the language of consciousness for involving and evolving consciousness. That, in a nutshell, this is in a nutshell, is the process. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy and without some big disruption of deep state corruption, whether you're processing your own stuff with the deep state of, you know, one subconscious and unconscious stuff that as the veil thin, you know, comes to the surface for transformation and reconciliation. Well, this is what's going on globally. You know, the whole world's finding out about this deep state corruption as far as the corporatocracy and the cabal of special interests that have a vested interest in keeping power from people rather than of by and for the people. Point being is that ascension wins as the veil thins, and cosmic love shines through as the veil thins. That's how ascension wins. You know, the veil thins, cosmic love shines through, ascension wins. In the end, love wins. In the beginning, it wins. The end is the beginning, and the beginning is, you know, it's like the cycles, moment to moment, we're processing on all levels, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, the superconscious, conscious, subconscious, unconscious. Everyone's going through their own dimensional stuff moment to moment. You know, the world is going through it. There's the individual and the collective this is the individual and collective dynamic that's you know, pretty much systemic. You know, everyone in their own world, personally, when they go and deal with these issues globally, and again, you can put your finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness with the instant everywhere interactive internet, and where do you want to go in the world today? What do you want to know? So there's six other videos I'm highlighting in this report, and I think, and this is one of the top inspirational ones for understanding this process. And you know, for personal empowerment, personal and planetary empowerment, is understanding the healing power of intention and all the reciprocal benefits of this, you know, of the healing power of pure intention. There's a video on that by Lynn Taggart. It was just September 1st, 2017, through Quantum University. And people who haven't, you know, Google Quantum University if you're really interested in some really intelligent stuff. Watch the video. You'll see what I mean. If you want more information, you can watch the video and tune into Quantum University. In this video, you can witness the amazing research showing the intention key for attracting good karma, you might say. And that praying for others is actually better for you than having others pray for you. Now, this is where, you know, the understanding of love is forgiving, not forgetting. And that the blessings that come back by being in service and in prayer for others is greater than when you pray for yourself. And there's, at 23 minutes, you can skip to the study of prayer where it documents this. It's called the mirror effect of intention. It's 23 minutes into this video. And at 41 minutes, 35 seconds, you can also skip to a study of prayer. And it goes into more of this understanding of the power and the dynamics of prayer that's been well documented. I mean, we're talking about some profound, insightful documentation of the original intention of selfless prayer, whereby divine love is forgiving above all. Now, this Lynn McTaggart, she's a journalist, researcher, just a brilliant health and wellness person. She has another video you might want to watch called The Intention Experiment, and I provided the link to that, you know, and again, all these links and the article, the show notes will provide this, and you can pull up the page from the links I've provided, and with the website at heartcom.org. It's at HeartCom Network now. You can go from heartcom.org, click on HeartCom Network, and the most recent archived article from today. You can watch these videos now or in the future, and some of this stuff is really brilliant by this Lynn McTaggart. I've had her on radio, my radio talk show Cosmic Love, twice before, and her book The Bond and The Field. One book is called The Bond, one's called The Field, and it's, and both of them are about this quantum field of instant everywhere interactive connection that we have with everyone, inadvertently, unconsciously, subconsciously, sometimes more consciously, and in our superconscious, it's like the Akashic Record, you know, like the World Wide Web on the Internet, just like we have a World Wide Web on the Outer Net. There is a web of light and love on the Internet, and we're talking about fifth dimension and above, and I reference this concept in the Big Shift series of this understanding of the Internet, you might say the last frontier of inner space, the Internet. So this intention experiment video, this other video by Lynn McTaggart, goes into how group thought can heal the world. And that's quite a statement, how group thought can heal the world. And I mean, if you do have a chance to watch that, I've made a note that says this. I mean, this is the future potential of global healing with global telecom. And there's a link on global telecom. Some of you are familiar with it. But this is where it's going. This is the natural evolution of the computer internet revolution as it involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience with a capital C. This is where it's going. The global systemic holistic healing potential of universal healthcare. It's free and online. And how it works, how it pays for itself, and the vision of what that looks like. It's good to have that vision and have that vision as part of your prayer field. You know, that, again, your pure intention focuses attention on love's retention with global telecare. The holistic healing capabilities for oneself and for others become self-evident. So, another video I've provided a link to that you can watch is by Patricia Cota-Robles, and it's about the covenant that you have, that each one has with God as they understand it. One's covenant with God, and might find that interesting. I always find something that Patricia Cota-Robles has to say is being very inspiring. Personally, that's why I included that. In rocket science, she has a way of stepping it down brilliantly. And again, I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be any more sophisticated than God is love and forgiving. You know, the golden standard, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What goes around, comes around, as above, so below, etc. But getting inspiration in direct terms with this video, which was September 1st, it was a couple weeks ago, but it's really inspiring for some more than others, but, you know, have at it. And then here's another video, and this is if you know of Melchizedek, and there are different people that are supposedly speaking for Melchizedek out there, like Dunvello Melchizedek and others. This is a message from Melchizedek through David Christopher Lewis at the Heart Center, and in the video, here's a quote from it. Melchizedek says, "You see the crumbling of the old order and upheavals within nature, signifying a time of troubles before the great and notable day of the Lord that comes, whereby all must give answer to their choices, and then either ascend or remain through another series of cyclic rounds of existence and mortality. This is from the September 11th Heart Center community video from about a week ago. And it was called Melchizedek Adjures Us to Rededicate Ourselves to Our Vows for the Saving of the Planet. This is no small stuff. I mean, you know, I really believe in the philosophy of think big and conceive it and believe it to achieve it, you know, to resonate with the words of an ascended cosmic being who graduated, you might say, from the lessons of Earth and ascended to higher realms and speaks through those who represent him. And again, this is for some people, not for others. So I will make a note here and say that for those who are new to David Lewis and the Heart Center community, I highly recommend an interview he had this week of David on Voice of Olympus. That's another radio TV show. You go to Voice of Olympus and watch that recent interview. I provide a link in the article, and you can go to it directly and listen to that. And I've hosted David Lewis on my Cosmic Love radio show many times over the years, and having monitored his decade of extraordinary work at heartcenter.org, my long investigation of David shows him to be the real deal for sincere initiates who have, one, pure intention for ascension, two, are open to what the ascended masters have to say, and three, have the gift of discernment as the gift of the Holy Spirit for attainment of all ascension gifts, all ascent gifts. So discernment is the path to spiritual maturity. And I thought I'd reference, you know, just the thing about David Lewis. I knew him back before 10 years ago, before he was a messenger of the ascended masters. And I knew his background for decades as an officer working in service to people of spiritual interest with the Church Universal in Trump and Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and in that organization. I think he was secretary, treasurer, and he worked with the organization and outreach, and he developed the Minneapolis Teaching Center, and he was really, you might say, a stalwart devotee of the Ascended Masters. And he became a messenger, and he didn't particularly want to be a messenger. The messengers kept coming to him saying, you know, we seriously need a messenger. This is after Elizabeth Clare Prophet passed on. And it's quite a story. I knew David. He was a phenomenal musician. He is a phenomenal musician. He had like 7 CDs of music that he wrote and sang, played the piano. I mean, the guy is very talented, very harmonious, has a spirit about him that's just, I mean, if you know David Lewis, what a messenger of God, how he would be prepared and what he would do. And now he's got something like 5,000 dictations, they call them heart streams, from the Ascended Masters over the last 10 years. And they do these heart streams, you know, they have their own channel, the Heart Center. They have their own channel on the Internet, and they do these things live, you know, on their channel, you know, like almost daily, David, or every other day or several times a week will do these amazing heart streams, these dictations from the Ascended Masters. And they have a whole multimedia graphic arts division that works with him, some brilliant people. Tom Miller, that came out of the Summit Lighthouse, the video stuff he does, and Boyd Batten and the incredible work he does, with the audio and the video and the, putting these things up on the website and running the channel that they have of 24-hour presentations of the Ascended Masters and including current live streaming of dictations, live streaming going direct over the internet, unedited live streaming. And then usually within a day or two, they they've got them put up on YouTube, you know, the videos, or, you know, on their own channel where you can watch it on their website. Sometimes they do their videos that way. Sometimes they do just audios. And David's all over the world. He has different interpreters in different countries. He does live presentations, providing darshans, you know, like truth sessions, you might say, open mic for the Ascended Masters, you know, regarding questions that people have from all over the world. He does this stuff, and it's pretty amazing. Recently, this September 9th, about a week ago, he did a heart stream dictation from Saint Germain on optimizing ascension. And in that, he goes into a lot of different, some of it really amazing stuff. There's some real gems there. And he says that many people have become virtually superheroes by focusing attention on super results. They focus on the results. They see the end from the beginning. It's like winning from the beginning. They focus on super results. And how do they do this? They seek the outcome and put all their focus and energy into it. This is the way he explains it. And this is one of many things on the alchemy, the divine alchemy of advanced alchemy for manifestation, for conscious evolution, the revolution, revelations, for basically mastering your own life through co-creation, with understanding and alignment and attunement with the Ascended Masters. Frequency, vibration, you know, the higher dimensional, higher self, real self, larger self, ascended masters, interests. Anyway, this process is the divine alchemy for discernment as the coherent heart for mind congruence brings the mind into coherence. Now, heart coherence is really the key to mind congruence. And the understanding of heart coherence, I provide links with videos on heart coherence that goes into it in more depth. But basically, it's like being centered and connected like the eye of the hurricane, you know, the all-seeing eye of harmonious calm at the center of the hurricane, everything swirling around. But if you can remain centered and connected, there is that God vision, that love vision, that, you know, cosmic vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the ascension spiral. The upward mobile, getting on top of things and looking down on the big picture with enlightened, conscientious common sense. Things become clear. They become self-evident. The path, you know, becomes self-evident as far as what works best, personal, planetary, you know, on all scales. So, you know, basically, you know, for anyone on the upward mobile path, it's good to keep a good attitude. And it's not so much aptitude as the attitude that determines the altitude. Whether you soar with the eagles on, basically descending spirit on thermals of grace, or whether you scratch with the turkeys. It's really the attitude is the key here. So keep the faith, discern the truth, and claim the victory of, you know, more love easier and faster, more light and love easier and faster. You know, it's not rocket science. It's like where you focus your energy with pure intention. So there's a reset going on globally, a global color paradigm shift, call it economic reboot, call it social political transformation. And it's going on because of the instant everywhere interactive internet and how we will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness thereby. The tools and processes that are available basically make it self-evident that the direction of, you know, the direction of self-correction for perfection by defining, refining, combining, and shining enlightened principles of global interactive freedom with universal co-creation vision for divine direction with the whole Holy Spirit of instant everywhere love and action. The Holy Spirit of love and action. And this is a theme I've been, you know, massaging, you might say, over the last 2 years with the online book on the Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age. And this year, since the first of the year, it's been the 2017 big shift from 3D to 5D. A lot of articles, videos there. And basically, we're talking about a full process of full spectrum enlightenment for, you know, more light and love, easier and faster in the continuum, the infinite, eternal continuum in the here and now. So the bottom line video from today's article that I'm emphasizing on the website, and if you're listening to this podcast, like I say, in the future, you can pause the podcast and watch this video. It's really quite phenomenal. There's some real gems in here again. And it, again, it enlightens the overall narrative of a revolution in higher consciousness that's going on globally. An understanding of the, you might say, the unified field, the prayer field, the common sense of conscience, unity conscience, unity in diversity, conscience that's maturing in the global mind, in our collective conscience, you might say, or some people would say the collective unconscious, that is becoming conscious as we involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. So there's a process of enlightenment here throughout the ages that's now at the cusp of the Aquarian quantum age, it's sometimes being called, of freedom and love. You know, the Aquarian age of freedom and love. We're right on the cusp of it. And sometimes, you know, it's, so to speak, darkest before the dawn. Or like I say, before we come into real community, the Aquarian spirit of freedom and love, globally, there is some disruption of corruption. There's some, you know, there's some forces, dark side forces that, you know, will do anything for preservation of one's ego or our collective ego, or, you know, basically our victim paradigm paralysis. You know, it's right on the surface being transmuted. And it's like a, in somewhat of a struggle before a community, like a global community, comes into real community, just like an economic community. It's in struggling right now to come into a new global economic standard for commerce. And I've been saying for some time, and you may agree, that the crisis in the economy really comes out of a crisis in consciousness. Unity conscience is the judgment on all the divide to conquer BS that you get in the mainstream media. You know, that's basically the old order that's behind all the paradigm paralysis and cognitive dissonance, is that basically that dark side fear matrix that everything falls in the downward spiral from fear, from anger to anxiety, to all the misqualified energies follow from fear, and all the qualified energies followed from real love, you know, divine love. That's all, you know, we're at that choice point as a civilization. And, you know, the more we are clear on the issue, the more it becomes self-evident how we need to focus our energies and with an action plan for initiates, those who are initiated to a conscious awareness of, you know, this situation globally right now. So this action plan is really quite simple. You know, number one, link the light of this message, this concept of evolution, revolution, revelations going mainstream worldwide, linking the light of this message to the light workers, I mean cultural creatives, luminary leaders, you know, spiritual devotees, etc. And number two, let your light shine with your sacred labor. I mean, a sacred labor can be whatever you do in service to others to pay the bills. I mean, it can be the full spectrum of vocations that truly provide service to others, to help them, you know, fix their car, repair their home, build their homes, you know, build community, real community, growing their food, or just, you know, real service to others. I mean, really with good, providing good food, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and, you know, inspiring others with your presence, your of love and action, just that service, the spirit of service. It's called servant leadership, you know, the leaders who are truly servants. And that's number two. And number three is be the conscious revolution you want to see. I mean, just quite simple. Be the evolution, revolution, revelations you want to see. I mean, and it's really simple. Love is forgiving, not forgetting. Love is forgiving, forgiving, not forgetting to give or forgetting for yourself. So quite simply, just link the light, let it shine, and be divine. It's not rocket science. I mean, it's a process. And that's it in a nutshell. I'm pretty much doing a wrap here. What I would say, you know, is if you can support this publication, this show, Cosmic Love, support it with, you know, your holistic health service at Ultramedics. And Ultramedics is the Swedish pollen extract. It's the Prescriptus, the most advanced probiotic, you know, for your guts, which is your microbiome, which is 80% of your immune system. And the Swedish pollen extract is dramatic for the immune system. It's used in drip IVs by oncologists and immunologists all over the world. It's the only natural substance being used for that purpose on a mass scale like that for immunology worldwide. And to the Trinfinity 8, which is the vision of global holistic healing with the Trinfinity 8 and what that equipment is, the quantum healing, what it looks like, how it works, how you can get remote treatments with it, as well as personal treatment from a Trinfinity 8 practitioner near you. So bottom line, keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Thanks for being with us on Cosmic Love today. And we'll finish up with a little meditation. So happy trails till we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the Love Model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love that only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.